The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Words that will give us the life of the Father today. We receive the word of your salvation. We receive hearings of faith. We receive hearings of life. Jesus, speak to us. Our shepherd, we are ready to hear your voice. Jesus, bid us come. Bid us come. We have come close. We want to come closer. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Daddy was saying over the week, we are just going to look at what is being said and put Bible verses into what is being said and trust God for faith towards what is being said. That's all we are going to do today. It's very clear that the message of God to His church in this season is that God is our salvation. From the morning teaching, it's as if the morning teaching was written from Wednesday teaching. This morning teaching, how many years? I can't remember the years ago now that the review was done. Abby, I've lost count. I can't remember. It's not less than 5-7 years that the review of this morning teaching was done. I just want you to know that it's not that somebody sat down and wrote the morning teaching, no. The morning teaching, like School of Life, are teachings that Daddy has taken many years ago that was made into something like a manual. Is that okay? And the way it's falling in line with the emphasis of the moment, for me, is very humbling. That's how the book, The Man Jesus, thank God I'm remembering, The Man Jesus. How many of us have gotten a copy? We all must have that book. Every household must have that book. Every male and female must have that book. Hallelujah. It must be like a Bible, like a second Bible. Because God wants to move from heaven to men. And will you carry God? Say, I will carry God. This matter of salvation. Thank you for this scripture. I say, verse 19. Let's read in context. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. You see, the matter of salvation, every day supply is there. Every day. He that is our God is the God of our salvation. Before man gets to a point where he begins to see God as salvation, that man has journeyed. And our journey as a house, as a people, must gravitate towards this point at this season to see that God is our salvation. Do you know that God did not become our salvation because of sin, because man fell? Before the foundation of the world, He has been our salvation. Because salvation does not have to do with being sinless. Salvation is being Godful. We can't say angels have salvation. They don't have salvation to give. Though they are not sinning, right? But they don't have salvation. So salvation is higher than not sinning. Salvation is being full of God. The amount of salvation you have is the amount of God that is in you. We say a man is saved because of the level of God that is now resident in the soul of the man. Let's say amen. So we give glory to God, our salvation. There is that part of God that wants to be resident in man. That is how God has chosen that the world will see him. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. And that is why from generations past, from the beginning, God always wants to tell man about himself. He always wants to give his knowledge to man. If not, what was he coming to do in the cool of the day? Giving his knowledge, giving his nature, giving who he is, that is the essence of the Son. Jesus, the Son, also came with that sole assignment to show the Father, to show God, to teach God, to reveal God, to unveil God. For man to know him, God delights when man knows him. Hallelujah. When we know God, we trap God's delights. If we want to make God happy, what do? We trap his knowledge. We desire to know him. We carry his knowledge. We see it as a treasure that gives our God delight. Hallelujah. It's scattered everywhere in the scriptures that the essence of the Son is to show the Father. Let's see 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 9. Yes, it's also in this scripture. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The joy of the Father is that we will know him. I said we will know him. Let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. He says, for God has not appointed us to wrath. This looks like the summary of man. He has not appointed us to wrath, but to do what? To obtain. See, obtain is something. It's like you are gaining a degree. It's not, salvation is not what you just jam or what they anoint you or what you gain because you are flocking, you are in a church. It's an obtaining. We obtain salvation by who? By our Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus came on scene, there is a way God decided to reach man. Let's say amen. I want to hear those of us at the back. Let's say amen. Amen. From the beginning, God wanted man to know him. Do you know that even in the Old Testimony, God did not want them to worship him because of, not just want them to do religious observations. Wake up, wash your hand, wash your face, pray. When it's after 2 hours, pray again. When you do this, all those is not as important as the teaching or the giving of his knowledge. If not, you discover that at a point in their journey, they kept doing those practices but left the knowledge of God. They left the knowledge of God. And God said he was angry with them. You come close to me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. It is not in waking up to do devotion in the morning. Really. It is not in praying before you sleep. Really. It is in seeing. Like Pastor was saying earlier, it is in seeing God behind those devotions. Hallelujah. Amen. So he gave them teaching priests. Wow. Thank God for this Bible reading. The discovery I've come to, maybe I wouldn't have come to. How many of you saw that the whole of Deuteronomy is one person that spoke? From one chapter to another chapter to another chapter, Moses kept talking. He kept talking. I say, is this man not old? But the tenor said his strength was not abated. So, correct. Moses, they talk, 34 or 36 chapters. He kept talking. And you see repetition. Some things that were said in Deuteronomy had been said in Leviticus, had been said in Numbers. Why? Because somebody wants to be seen. Somebody wants to be seen. He got to a point and said, and there was no teaching priest. That time was a very bad time. Very terrible time. Where there was no priest to take from the law and show men God. Discover that Satan dealt with them very well. Said now, for a long season, Israel had been without who? And without. What is the... So you see the connection between the law and the true God is who? Don't joke with teaching, brethren. In the new testimony, God wants to also be seen. Let's say amen. But he decided to keep the knowledge in the Son. You see, is it 1st or 2nd Corinthians? That say chapter 2, verse 3. He said, for if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest, my focus is this last part, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should do what? Should shine on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves servants for Jesus' sake. For God, can we read verse 6 together? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The day you see Jesus, you know, Jesus kept laboring that the disciples will see him. They were with him, but they did not see him well. He got to a point where he said, have you been so long with me and you have not known me, or you have not seen me? Anyone who has done what? Who had seen me has also done what? See, there is a labor to knowledge in this season. It was about 2 years ago when Daddy started saying that before now, it's possible to just follow Eternal Life Embassy and not know what Eternal Life Embassy is doing. He said, but now, we all must strive to come to the knowledge of what Eternal Life Embassy has taken as an inheritance. It's going to 2 years. When he said, if other assemblies do not know eternal life as a truth or as a mastery, they could be exonerated. Say, but for us who call ourselves full manifestation of eternal life, we don't have a choice. I remember that this word that day. He said, if we get to heaven and we do not know God as eternal life, they will flog us. That's what that he said. See, brethren, the essence of our coming to Jesus is to begin to see what God has put on his face.
We thank you, our Father. The Bible for Yeshi Kotalia Paradabanat. A call to see. It's a call to see. A call to see. A call to see him. A call to see him as he is. Eroswa Teliandesh. Evabakua Teliandesh. For it's a call to see him. Erava Jiendash. But the disciples were with him, but they were not seeing him. You can be with the message, and you are not seeing him. It's a call to see. It's a call to see. And we have come today to treat your eyes. to treat your eyes, evada to suate, for the hearing ear, and even the seeing eye. The Lord God has made them both. We have come to give sight. We have come to give sight, that you may see, that you may comprehend, that you may own, that you may own. You need to see, to own. You need to see. The knowledge of the Son must become what you own, must be your own, must be your own. And so we have come to treat your eyes, and we will treat your eyes. We will treat the eyes of the heart. We will treat the eyes of the soul. Eli post certainly, and that, for this is your greatest blessing. This is your greatest blessing. The blessing of my face is your greatest blessing. Evania Talian, I'll do a work. I will do a work. I will do a work in you to shift you, to shift your gaze from what I can give to who I am. For these are the days where men should see me, and you will see me, because I will give sight.
Amen. We receive grace to see the Lord. We receive grace to allow our eyes to be treated. We say amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 73, verse 11. Psalm 73, verse 11. Say, and they say, how doth God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are ungodly. Or these are the ungodly. I want you to read the next expression for me. For some people did not join us. Who does what? The sole enemy of our becoming what God wants us to be. Especially as Nigerians, is this matter. Our inability to see that seeking God is more profitable than seeking money and increasing in the world is going to be a major barrier. For us, it is sin to be weak in seeking God. See the question they asked. Said, and they say, which means there is a generation of them that say with their life, how does God know? Does God understand how to be a Nigerian? It's not easy to be a Nigerian, no. Does God understand how I feel for that sister? Does God know how much I suffered in my parents' house? My father was a pastor, and we all suffered. I can't go the way of my father. Those are silent resolves. Then they will say, is there knowledge that is worth to be sought for in the Most High? Does God have what should take my life now? Is it enough for me? When that woman sang that song, I will waste my life. Because to seek God is the waste of a man's life. Nobody seeks God and know him without wasting what is in him. Eh? We'll see it. This is a question that you will sit and answer for yourself and for your children. Go and check. When the Lord spoke to Israel, he kept repeating, they must tell the next generation. They must address the next generation. What will you give your children? Will you tell them it's what? To serve Jesus, or it pays to serve Jesus. How is your service? If they check our service, is it business worthy? Can heaven invest in that, your search? You know, there are some businesses that investors cannot invest in. Right? Those of you who are into business, there's this show online where people come and talk about their business. And investors invest in billions of dollars. Eh? And some of the business, the investors will be fighting to be the one to invest more. Have you noticed that? But there are some, they will tell them to go and rethink it. Nobody is ready to invest. The way you serve God, is he ready to invest in you more than he has done for general public? The way our heart beats to seek him, will heaven say, you see that particular, those hearts, go and invest more to come to a resolve that it's not enough. It's not worth it to give my life. We are not the first to say it. So they said, is there knowledge worth seeking for in the Most High? Some people in Nigeria, because of how lucrative, both financially and status, social status-wise, medical science is, some people do first degree and go back and pick jam. Have you seen them before? I've seen many. Their parents will agree. They will pay the money again. They will go and pick jam again and secure admission and go and study medicine. Why? It's not just the money. It's the prestige of heart fulfillment that can make a man waste 10 years without looking, waste 15 years without caring. How much are you ready to waste at this crucible of seeking God? Hallelujah. Let's say amen. Because until we answer that question, they will not open some doors to us. He said, and those people who ask the question, can you see Bible? Those people that don't give themselves to this, the world will prosper them. He said, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. You can't prosper in the world and prosper in God. It's not possible. Does it mean God does not give wealth? No. You can't do the same thing with the same heart. You can't seek the world's good and seek the kingdom's good with the same heart. Do you understand me? Am I saying that those who seek after God will never be rich? No, no, no. It's just that how they will be rich is going to be different. Hallelujah. So he said, who prosper in the world? They increase in riches. I'm just talking to us as a church in Nigeria. As you are now, those of us who are born here, we were not born into money. God did it on purpose. I want that thought to sink. You could have missed road and they gave birth to you in Dangote's house, but that means that salvation may never reach you forever. Abi, those they gave birth to in Kuwait, who we are born into 15 generation Muslim, you think it's easy to get them born again? You think it's easy? But some of us are just wishing. Let money just miss from Dagote's account and enter your account. Let it just miss. Kokonimo. He won't feel it. Ha. But God took counsel that you should be born in Nigeria. In Ondo Town. You have done primary school, secondary school, university here. Service. Pastor, before some people will slap me in the spirit. Some people can say, let me just go out. Let me breathe out. Ha! There is no breath out there. The only breath is in God. That thing that you want to have, I like in fact, there is a statement Daddy made in this Wednesday's teaching. The way Daddy talks now is as if every word, every statement, he said, there are things we desire to have, but that heaven will never allow us to have those things the way we want to have them. He said, after a while, they will not give it to us the way we don't want to have them. But we didn't know that that's actually what we needed. You must sit with yourself and ask yourself, why are you following God? God does not want to be known by religious practices. He wants you to know him. That song we sang earlier. I don't want to talk about you like you are not in the room. Many of us, when we pray, we talk to God like he's not existing. He's one force somewhere that by faith will hear us. No, he's right in you. He said the kingdom of God is not in the north, it's not in the south. Where is it? It's in you. It's there. It's in you. So don't talk to God like he's far away. Don't talk to him like he doesn't understand what you are going through. He just wants you to come and understand what is in him before you came on board. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we being blessed? Let's move forward this morning. Let's see Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Some of us will not open Bible. You don't know where Hosea is in your own Bible. You have never opened to that page. Because you're always looking at screen. You don't even know where it is. Whether it's Old Testament or New Testament. One day we will do that game in this church. It's not only children you'll be looking at. Some of our children know Bible, books of the Bible more than us. Some of us don't know that there is no Zechariah in the New Testament. Kosimbe. So open your own Hosea. Open. Should I tell you where it is? It's after Daniel. It's just after Daniel. Before Amos. Verse 6. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. This is the Lord talking here. I desire mercy. I desire the knowledge of God. Do you know how much burnt offering was to the Old Testament believers? Do you know how much they do burnt offering? So I asked myself one day, after we have read, finished Leviticus, I said, so, if somebody lie, you know that lying is a sin, Abby? Lie in the money, you go and offer. Abby? If somebody vex you and you slap the person in the afternoon, you will go and offer again. And now? That's why they say that testimony can never, they won't live free. What about if that thing happened around 9 p.m. in the night? Do you know how far some people's tents are to the tabernacle? Do you know how far? They were in hundreds of thousands. They were even millions now. Do you know how far some people were? Some people would have been living in Mommy OJ's house. Abby? It will be that far now. The millions will stay. They will now trek. Be dragging goats that does not want to go anywhere. But all those were a shadow. That's why we must not be tired of journeying. Do you feel tired? You are not the first. Don't join those who dropped out. Join those who were tired but decided to continue. You think, say, we know they tire? Somebody met me some months ago and came to say, ma, please, is it that you never get tired? I looked at it. I don't even know how to answer this person. Say, in between this, you do this one, you don't do this one, you don't do this one. Do you not get tired? Am I not human? Yes, I get tired. But I've just told myself, backward, forward, that is just the song. Hallelujah. So, lack of God, the knowledge of God's ways is sin. This was Daddy's teaching on Wednesday. Lack of the knowledge of how he wants things to be done is what? Is sin. Sin is not necessarily what you commit. Sin is what we lack. Because it is from what we know that we are cleansed from. When we don't know, what we don't know, they don't easily exonerate us. Let me give us an example. If somebody comes to Ondo Town and came in on a day they are doing, it's a prayer that does Amole. This festival where thieves are giving free way. Do they do it in Ondo? They also do it. Darkness, they fast spread, sha. Ma? Odunola. Ora. Mommy, I said it now. Odunola. So if you are a new person in Ondo and you have a big shop and you did not know that that thing exists and you open your shop on that, they even put market outside and nobody told you and you just got that some boys just entered your shop and packed things and you go to the station, what will they tell you? Nobody is going to do anything for you. So, are you seeing that that you don't know does not exonerate you? There are things in God that we don't know. That we don't know them does not mean they will not say, oh, they did not know. Just leave them. So, seeking knowledge is not a choice. Write it for yourself. Tell your children. For them to know God is not a choice. It's not something we do because we want to be counted as serious in church. Is something we do as a matter of life and death. Hallelujah. So the knowledge of God we have, we give us the life of God. See this scripture, I say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge kills. I saw a video that somebody sent to me, was talking about school environment and talking about security. And said school owners spend a lot of money in setting up the school, doing beautiful classroom, getting professional teachers, but forget to train their security men. He said an untrained security man is more dangerous than not having a security man at all. In our Nigeria of today, an untrained security man is of more trouble. You know, if you don't have security man, your mind will be dead at all. But you have to have an untrained security man that spends 70% of his time pressing phone. So my people, we can be destroyed when we don't have knowledge. Let's say amen. Say, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Are you seeing that now? The judgment is not coming because God has not given knowledge. Oh, the Lord will bring knowledge. He will bring knowledge. To say for Satan to tell you that what that is teaching is too hard, and you agree that it's too hard to understand, that they brought it means you can receive it. That they brought it means that it's possible to assess. He said, for thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also do what? Reject you. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. This will not be our portion. I said this will not be our portion. Let's see Jeremiah 9. We'll read a lot of scriptures today, so be ready to open your Bible. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Say, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty glory in his might. Let not the rich glory in his what? But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he does what? Hey, can you imagine? That he understandeth and know me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. You know, Satan knows that when man knows these things about God, automatic door to God's resources. Have you seen that all the scriptures we were reading earlier that is talking about riches? The wicked man being rich. You know, they are not talking about that they are wealthy. You know that he has differentiated between wealth and riches. You need to understand that God is not a fool. In fact, I believe, let's just digress a little. I believe that God does not want, is a function of the fall. that makes us begin business in our own time. Business should be passed on from one generation to the other. You know why I came to that realization? In the old testimony, all those that the Lord has said they should do something, they will say they and their sons, they and their children, they and why? Passing things to the next generation is how to secure it. God does not use one generation to show his glory. At least he wants to show his glory in 3, 4. Hallelujah. So that grace that you think you have naturally, God wants you to do it well and pass it on to children. That even in their time, if that technology changed, they will be able to change with it. But my father is a motor. I don't know which kind of, no, mechanic are different now. Those that do, that enter under of, that have pits where they enter under of the car. I don't know the name. It shall see mechanic. Abi? Alignment, Lube, right? Do you know that my first brother decided to study mechanical engineering? If understanding is plenty, at a point I said, wow, this is heavenly design. No? Not long that by the time he graduated, people were already using computer to diagnose car. That business could have just been from one generation to another, and it would have thrived better. Go and check businesses that move from one generation to the other. You discover that the second generation is always better than the third. If they can hit the third generation, it's not because of the money that is coming in. It's the grace that resides in the heart that can break knowledge more. Break knowledge more. Break knowledge more. So you see that thing you are doing, sometimes the Lord desires that you should give it to your children. But many of us are not even diligent with the Lord. So we can't be diligent in our own business too. The Lord will help us. Let's say amen. Securing your business is not using your children's name to register the business. It's not. And sometimes, daddy will say, sometimes it may not be your natural biological children, but you must raise those who can see possibility in continuing. And you must have enough faith to give it to them. Let's say amen. Let's see Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. The Lord will help us in this season. We must be those people that God is looking for. We must. Colossians 1 verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. That and to desire that ye might be filled. You see, you begin with the knowledge of God and you continue to fill in with the knowledge of his will. Is the knowledge of God is actually the knowledge of his will, or the knowledge of his way, or the knowledge that he expects his life to be lived. That's what we say. That's what we say is the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God is not just amorphous. It is the knowing of how his life is to be perpetuated on the earth. Let's say amen. God wants us to have his will, to know, have his knowledge, but much more, we must begin now, turn knowledge, must add to it, because it is what you have added to that you can say is full. Hallelujah. If something is a measure, it's not yet filling, it's not yet full. We must continue in his knowledge till we are filled. Then it comes to a point that they will say we are full. Knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Let's see chapter 3 of same Colossians, verse 10. Having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This is not creation as in Genesis. This is creation as in Christ's formation. Hallelujah. He said, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, in this creation, it removes some things. It removes some divisions that is not in God. In God, there is no Greek, there is no Jew, there is no circumcision, there is no uncircumcision, there is no barbarian, there is no Scythian, bond or free. But in Christ, every image must look alike. Christ must be the all that should be seen. It must not be Christ Scythian, Christ circumcised, Christ Greek. There's nothing like that. The image of Christ must be received in purity. So put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. I want us to see that this is very closely related to what we read in Hosea, where God said, this is what I delight in. This is how I want men to know me on the earth. Mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. I want to take a pause there. This part of the gain, or this is how to know whether we are assessing the knowledge of God, is that our self will be reduced for him to increase. If they said there is no bond nor free, there is no barbarian, no Scythian, it means they are removing some things from them. Abi? And they are imputing some things in them. So as we are in church here, we must not be friends of one another by age. They must be removing age. They must be removing age. It must be Christ. They must be removing gender. It must be Christ. They must be removing status. Maybe by what you do, by job, or by what the business you own. If our relationship is because we are in business, then Christ is not yet being evident. It's not being evident. Christ must be all in all. Let's say amen. When we assess much knowledge, it's for grace to believe. You don't believe what you don't know. The believing we do when we don't know cannot carry us far. The believing that they want us to have in the Son is believing that comes from knowledge. Hallelujah. And this believing in God is not what God can do. It's who he is. Let's see Deuteronomy 30. If you only believe what God can do, then you will not journey far with him. You will not be able to journey far. Deuteronomy chapter 30, give me verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may do what? That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. The essence of our knowing God is to assess the bulk of resources in him, which Satan does not want us to. From Beacon, have you been seeing that they have been talking about God, our health? God, that is saying the essence of the physician is not just what? To heal, but to do what? To give health. And that is saying there is no health without life. It is life that gives health. The way life is supposed to run is that life, if you check almost all our organs, they are self-cleansing. Abby, do you wash your eye? Do you use soap to wash your eye? It's the skin that you wash, oh. If soap enter your eye, even you yourself, you will know. Eventually, you are bathing and water finish. The running water finish in the tank. And they see soap in your eye. You will call for help. Most of God's creation are supposed to be that life. When life is held, is running well, is self-rejuvenating. Hallelujah. That thing that makes life not be able to renew itself is death. And that death did not happen when you see it. It has started happening before. Long, long before. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. So you see, the knowledge of God to us is life. The knowledge of God is life. The first knowledge that God gives is Christ, right? When you begin to see Christ as your life, wow, which means that health is returning back to the soul. How? The true knowledge, they have transferred knowledge to you that has healed the flesh to a level, right? Works of the flesh made manifest have been healed. Filthiness of the spirit is being dealt with. In fact, to a level you can say, this soul is holy. Even if it's not yet come to the fullness of perfection. But Christ's life brings health. And you cannot say a soul is healthy in Christ and that soul can keep malice for 2 years. Are you seeing that? So Christ's life can be known by the health of the soul. Every life has his, or yes, every life has his health, has his healthy expression. You can say, oh, the way this person is, oh, if you take children to the hospital now and say, ah, this child is, maybe babies, say this child is sick. The first indication to tell them whether the child is sick, they will check if the child is running nose. Have you noticed that? Eventually, you call a medical personnel. Oh, my child is not feeling well. Is he running temperature, Abby? Hey, temperature is an indication that health is already compromised. Is he running nose? Is he running stool? Are you seeing that? So these are markers of health. So also, Christ has his markers of health. Don't say, I am Christ, and you are lusting after your sister. Are you seeing that? Life has his health. Christ's life also have his health. We must desire to show healthiness in Christ. It must be a labor. Don't say me, I don't like faking, no, but I know I'm following God. But you can talk back in anger without feeling bad. Somebody offended you and you lambasted the person. I just gave him a piece of my mind. That piece of your mind is not the peace of God. As taking peace from another person. A man met me in Akure some time ago and said, when his wife talked to him, that he would just be trekking, he would just be going. he may not know where he's going to, he would just be going. She did not beat him. Oh. Eh? You see power? Say men have power in muzzle. Women have power in mouth. I like the meeting that happened here on Friday. Eh? Where his sister said, I'm learning to talk. If I come to my mind, I say it. That shows lack of health, right? Eh, when you talk to people and they are not seeing Christ in your talk, then you didn't give Christ. You see, my one point we must get to is that when your Christ is not okay, you must know that my Christ is not okay. Inability to know that is not a dangerous state. It's just a stage we all pass through, right? Because we are not born with being okay in Christ. Are you getting me? But to not know that you are not okay is the danger. You know, that was why Jesus was angry with the Pharisees. He kept saying it in parable. He kept saying it. At a point, he cursed them very well. Jesus calls them. What did he call them? He said they are the child of their father, the devil. That is righteous way to describe their states. He was not actually insulting them. He was telling them who they are. You are not entering the kingdom yet. Those that want to go in, you block their road. You know, some of us do like that in church. When in Beacon, was it Mama that was saying it? That you have some people in church that are children misbehaving. Misbehaving. It is the fathers that we know that this your misbehavior is your state. But if they tell you they are like that, then you now be angry again. You know, sometimes children used to be angry when you call them small. Say you are a small boy, become angry. Is it not a small boy? If a small boy is told that he's a small boy, he now cry because they say he's a small boy, then he's really a small boy. You see that? So you are in church. You are told. Maybe the pastor ministered. Then you feel that, oh, somebody has gone to badmouth me to pastor. That's why they are using me to preach. And you left church. Are you seeing that? That you are a child, really? And you don't want to see yourself as a child? So growth will be far from you. In church, we are allowed to grow. Inability to see that I am not healthy in Christ. I keep malice. I can talk. I can slap with my talk. And I don't feel bad. Some of us, it's Yoruba that we train ourselves like that. Eh? You don't fight. You have never fought in your life. But the amount of injury you have inflicted on people in your life, you should be in kirikiri. Kirikiri. Some people prefer to keep quiet, not because they are quiet, because they know that the thing that is cooking inside. If I say one word to you, one word, you will not sleep for 3 days. Is that health? You know, we feel that I'm more down. Somebody give you, you give back. Could be play, oh. Bas boss. Oh, messy oro. It's not Christ-like. Christ does not have AC. Christ will ask his father first, what is the AC? Did you ask the Holy Ghost, how should I respond? Every life has its health. I'm saying to us, hey man, this tongue is a little bit funny. Pastor, let's have it. I didn't want to take it, but let's take it quickly and we'll run.
Baboba shiketele de bonosia fatale. Your father is full of grace and his words are gracious. And you should long to be like your father. Babro susifetenani ante. I speak to my daughters. You must be gracious with words. Your words must not draw sword, must not inflict injury on others. Your word must be full of grace. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you speak harsh words, your heart lacks grace. You will draw grace from me. Draw grace from me to learn how to speak. Let your tongue bring life. Let your tongue bring life and not death. Let grace sit in your heart. And use your words to bless rather than to hurt.
Amen. I think that's the direction of the Spirit for us. Let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 5. We've been told before that our soul is feminine, right? And the things that entice our soul are also feminine. And that's why our soul can be enticed. So that message is not only to the female man, it's to us as souls on the journey of meeting our groom. Hallelujah. My son, attend unto my wisdom, bow thy ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of the strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as two-edged sword. This is a description of nature. Any tongue that has not been dipped in the Holy Ghost will be like this. The Holy Ghost is what reads us from hot. Every soul is hurtful. Every soul that the Spirit of God has not rested upon has hurt. Our feet goeth to death. Our steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, our ways are movable, that thou cannot know them. It's only the word of God that divides this. Any soul can be like this. Hear me now, therefore, ye children. Are you seeing this? Depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. The warning goes on and on and on. As children, we must learn to rely on the Father. Like Daddy taught us on Wednesday, he got to a point in that teaching, he said, we must not rely on our own understanding. We must not have our own eyes. Having our own eyes is sin. Is sin. David got to that point. He discovered that, wow, in sin was I conceived. I was conceived in sin. Hallelujah. I was shaping in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, that desires truth in the inward parts. It's only the learning of Christ that creates a distinction like this. Only those who have come to be baptized in the learning of Christ can be cleansed in the inward parts. Cleansing is by the learning of truth. In the inward parts, thou hast made me to know wisdom. Let's see Proverbs 20. That inside us must begin to feel the fire. We sang that song earlier. Come be the fire inside of me. A fire must start burning our inward man in this season. Proverbs 20, verse 27. Says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. What that spirit should be doing? Searching. Say searching. The spirit of God in your spirit must begin to search your inward parts of the belly. This belly is the soul. Mercy and truth preserve the king. His throne is upholding by mercy. We must learn the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must learn the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The glory of young men is their strength. The beauty of old men is their gray. See, oh, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So does what? Stripes, the inward parts of the belly. Stripes is the suffering of Christ. Without the suffering of Christ, we cannot be cleansed. On this journey, commandments and instruction will come that look like they are flogging us. Sometimes mama will teach and say, what is that thing that the Lord is giving you an instruction and you are crying? It's stripes. It's stripes of the Lord. And you see that when you take those stripes, You use those stripes. What happened to you? You become clean in your inward parts. You become clean in your belly. You come to a level of health. The learning of the righteousness of Christ should bring health and stability to our souls. When we are learning Christ and we are still unstable, unstable, it means that we are not really learning Christ. Hallelujah. Let's see Proverbs chapter 3. Are we being blessed this morning? Let's say amen. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Our heart can easily forget the instructions of God. Who would have finished doing it before we remember? God is not pleased that we are always coming back to say sorry. We are always coming back to apologize. Although it's good that we have apologized, but he wants us to be in a state where we do not forget. Yes, he will forgive when we say we are sorry. The Lord will forgive. But he will be much more honored when we do not forget. When, you are about to do it and you remember what the Holy Ghost said to you the other time. Actually, let me pause here. Our inability to say sorry sometimes also strengthens our ability to continue sinning. Sometimes you know that if you say sorry to the Lord, he will forgive you. But if you still say, go and say sorry, go and tell your pastor what you did. Why? It's not to expose you, no, but to give you lesser strength to do it next time. How did the scripture put it? They that confess their sin one to another. There's a way the scripture rendered it. They also compared it to those who cover their sin. They will not do what? Are you seeing that? They will not prosper. When you confess your fault one to another, what is the Lord expecting? He's not expecting that somebody will go and be telling everybody you were at fault. But no, she'll give cleansing to you. And that you who confessed. Let me give an example. If you lied to your boss, about a particular money. Maybe the money is not significant. And your boss did not know. And the Holy Ghost said, go and tell your boss that you lied. Go and tell your boss you lied. Do you know it will not be easy for you to take money tomorrow? Abby? It won't be easy. Because if not the fear of the Holy Ghost, the shame to go back again, because you know Holy Spirit will not allow you to rest until you go back. So confessing fault and saying I am sorry, these are natures that we should have learned as children. Some children don't know how to say so. I had a cousin at the time. At 7 years old, she preferred to be on punishment for 2 hours than to say sorry. She was seven. Seven, you have done something wrong. Say sorry. Some of us don't know how to say sorry. We prefer to be beaten than to say sorry. Then we strengthen ourselves in unrighteousness. You know, sometimes you are dozing in church. Your pastor's eye meets you. You rearrange yourself. Some of us have trained ourselves. They should know I'm tired. You are not even seeing your pastor eye again. Pastor Ike. If an usher come to wake you, you give the usher bad eye. Mercy will not rest on you. It's not a curse. It's the same heart you are using to look at the usher with bad eye. It's the same heart they want to bless now. It's not the same heart. If usher woke you and you were not sleeping, say thank you. Is it hard? Is it hard? Ah. You were not sleeping. You were not sleeping, but usher still woke you. Say, welcome, Jereshe. When you do that, you have more grace not to sleep. But some of us, church is the best. One of my pastors in those days said he had to come and tell him, said that the reason people sleep in church is because they have nightmare at home. So church is the only place that those spirits don't come inside. He just had to say that to himself to console himself. Because as some people are landing on the chair in the church, more so there is AC. Am I saying it's a sin? It must not become a nature. It must not be something you are okay with. Are you seeing the thoughts today? We must not be okay in not being an healthy Christ. Don't just say, Bobo wa land Johnny, I wa okay last. No, Mofe wa okay, bye. I want to be okay now. What about you? Don't push your okay to tomorrow. Is it when you are 85 that you become okay? The Lord will help us. When we gain knowledge, we learn doctrine more. Daddy said, wow, doctrine is what purifies our eyes. So let's continue reading. He said that for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Are you seeing what words we do? How does word communicate to long life? How does word give length of days? How does word give peace? You know that those words are not ordinary. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. These are things to run after. To say, I must become like this. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tables of thy heart. Two things that make you be in constant remembrance. Set alarm to listen to message. Set alarm to pray and don't put it off and go away like nothing happened. Let the alarm alarm you. Don't master the rhythm of your alarm. Print some of these matters. Print it. Put it in your shop. Put it in your room, in your office. Remind yourself these matters so that your soul does not forget them. When you also pray aloud. That thing I've heard, that I've learned, that thing helps. When you tell yourself things in prayer, my soul be calm. Trust in God. You tell yourself, then you pray in the Holy Ghost. It makes more sense. Don't just start praying, and that is not transferring anything from your spirit to your soul. Tell your soul what you should do. In this week, you will live in health. This, your body that is always falling sick, come alive. My body, come alive. You are talking to yourself. There's no way your soul will be hearing you and your body will not hear you. Hallelujah. So, shall thou find favor and good understanding. I like the way Daddy described this good understanding. You start from normal understanding first. After a while, understanding becomes good. Understanding becomes what you have, what has become sweet to your taste. You have, you tell the, this soul does not understand, Abby. Come, let me explain to you. You have good understanding. You have used it. You have experienced it. You have used it to answer life. It's called good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Can we read verse 5 together? And lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. And it shall. This scripture, many of us know it as memory verse. But we don't know what brings a man here, where you trust. To trust means you have not only heard words, it has, words have not just become knowledge to you. You have not only understood it, you have turned it to doctrine. It is in doctrine you trust. Without doctrine, you can't trust. There's one adage my mom used to really give that adage. My parents would say, it is the Yoruba rendition of it. But the transliteration is, when you are sure of your charm, you use to hit your chest very well. Abi? And you used to boast to somebody that this is my charm. When you are, we are not bold in the Lord. not what he can do. When we do not know the Lord, there's no way we can trust him. You should know that God is a God of mercy. You should know he's a God of kindness, a God of humbleness of mind. That he said, inability to see some nature in God is blindness. Abi? Then verse 7 of this scripture we were reading, he said, be not wise in your eyes. It is doctrine that removes our eyes from us. All of us, we have our eye. We all have our eye, how things should be. But they have told us, you can't trust in your own eye and also trust in God at the same time. Are you seeing that? You must have exchanged your eye for their eyes. Remember that our eyes in Ephesians was called blindness, Abi. Was called blindness to them. When we act with our eyes, we are blind. Amen. Let's say amen. Give all diligence to cleanse, to allow them to clean your eye. You must give all diligence. All diligence. Our eye is our judgment. Our eye is not this sockets. Our eye is our judgment. Let's see Isaiah. Even Jesus himself did not come with his eye. They had to give him their eyes. Isaiah 11. Where they talk about the spirit of the Lord. Give me from verse 1. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Yes. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of God. The product of that, or the meaning of that, is that he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Jesus exchanged his eyes for their eyes. We will exchange our eyes for their eyes in Jesus' name. That's the essence of the doctrine of Christ. To let us see that our eye is not good. Our judgment of our life should be, it's not the best. They want to give us their eyes. And we must labor to know how they see. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. And reprove with what? Reprove with equity of the meek of the earth. Hallelujah. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. These are blessedness. If the son smites you, smites you with the rod of his mouth. Are you seeing that? We talked about chastising the other time. If his word comes to you as reproof, as chastisement, his blessing, right? And with the breath of his lips, and shall he slay the wicked. He's still blessing. For us to be delivered from our wickedness. Amen. Jesus said to some people in Matthew chapter 6. He said the light of the body is what? Is the eye. If the eye be single. Let's see that scripture. I want to explain this wickedness or this evil. But if the eye be evil. It means inability to have single eye. Is what? Is evil. Is the son that can make us have single eye. And that he has taught us before. That single eye is also called what? Dove eye. It's a dove that can have single eye. It's the spirit of truth that raises a man to have single eye. It means that man has been delivered from his ways. His ways, his things, his thoughts, his judgment. He has exchanged it for their own. That soul is said that is full of light. Are you seeing how body can be full of light now? Body can only be full of light by their own light. Our body will be full of light. To have single eye is a blessed state. It's a blessed state. Have we seen that journeys are possible? It's just here with us. We turn their words to knowledge. We turn knowledge to understanding. We turn understanding to doctrine. Are you seeing that? When doctrine begins to work, Doctrine will take things from you. Doctrine will come as commandment. Doctrine will come as instruction. Doctrine can come as reproof. Doctrine can come as reproof, as exposing. But all this is for your body to be full of light, or to be said to have single or dove eyes. And Jesus said to some people, he said, when you love me, what will you do to my words? That should be John chapter 14. When you love me, you keep my words. And when you keep my words, when you love me, my Father will do what? He will love you. And then he will come to you. You see how to bring the Father? Is to become single by the doctrine of Jesus, or by the doctrine of Christ. In this season, the doctrine of Christ will become our sole focus. On that prayer is that the doctrine of Christ must give our soul health. Daddy said it on Wednesday. It's possible to even say the things he's saying, even more better than himself. But to use those things to live is a different ballgame entirely. We are praying for ourselves this afternoon. We are praying for ourselves. We are asking the Lord for grace to turn knowledge to doctrine of life. Are you praying for yourself? Are you praying for yourself? I want you to pray for yourself. I receive grace to turn the knowledge, the things I've heard in this season, to a lifestyle. In the name of Jesus. Help me to have good understanding. Good understanding, that I will not lean on my own understanding. I will not lean on my own understanding. I will trust you, Jesus. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you. Regebele keshua kaba ala barakatali ande remenente eluela kapansu antala bremenegedelia. I receive grace to keep the words. We said it earlier. Your words and commandments, I will keep. I will keep. I will keep. Say it to the Lord. Say it like you mean it. I will keep your words. I will keep your commandments. I will be delivered from my own eyes. I will be delivered from my own things. In the name of Jesus, I will become a user of your ways. I will become a user of your ways. I'll become a user of your ways. I want you to say it again. We said it before. The cry of my heart is to see you as you are. Is to see you as you are. Is to see you as you are. Manifest yourself to me, Jesus. Manifest yourself to me. I can see you. I can understand you. I can see you. I can understand you. Manifest. Come, Lord Jesus. Come manifest yourself to me. Come manifest yourself to me. Come manifest yourself to me, Jesus. For you are meek and lowly in heart. You trust not in your own eyes. I learn of you meekness. I learn of you lowliness. I learn of you, Jesus. Become the health of my soul. Become health for my navel. Become health for my inward parts. Become health for my inward parts. Elekash tabarabanande. Elekabelo eshia parada.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.